Hey there, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast. It's called
In Case You Missed It.
Well, I'm sure the thing that you're wanting to hear is the kids talking about Thanksgiving, so here it is.
How do you cook a turkey? What's the first thing you do when you cook a turkey?
You squeeze the blood out.
Then what do you do?
And then you take the bones out, and then you put it in the oven, and then you turn it up for 55 minutes, and then you take it out and cut it up for everybody else.
What temperature does the oven have to be at to cook it for 55 minutes?
25.
25, that'll cook it real good. Thank you for helping us out with that, okay?
Okay. I cook it and put it in the oven.
Then what?
I bake it and cut it up for our friends.
How many friends do you have?
35.
45 friends. That's pretty cool. Does anybody know anything about pilgrims? Did pilgrims come over in boats?
Yeah.
And did they make friends with aliens from outer space?
No.
Did they make friends with talking pigs?
No.
Did they make friends with Indians?
No.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did, too.
No, they did it.
Yeah, then they had a big meal together, and that's why it's called Thanksgiving. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You just said you didn't.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
All right, does anybody know the name? Can anybody name a boat? What?
A turkey boat.
I would have accepted gravy boat. What about you? Can you name a boat?
A unicorn boat.
A unicorn boat. All the pilgrims came over in a unicorn boat. I'm positive. What's something else that you might have for Thanksgiving?
A princess
for Thanksgiving. What about you? What's other than turkey? What's something you might eat for Thanksgiving? I said other than turkey.
A turkey eat for the mouth.
Oh, a mouth-eating turkey?
Oh,
that's one of those new turkeys. Does anybody in here have ham for Thanksgiving?
How about turkey heads?
Turkey heads? How do you make a turkey head?
You just get your head off and you just take the turkey out of the oven, and then you put the head, and then you cut the chicken's head off, and you put the chicken's head on the other's head, and then you put your head on the chicken's head.
Do you eat the eyes?
Yeah.
What do they taste like?
Cookie dough.
Yeah, I was wondering what the average nudist was like, too. This morning.
Same here.
So here's that. So who's the most likely to wake up one day and say, you know what? I want to start going on vacation naked. A new survey tried to pin down the average nudist. Okay. This would be the average nudist. So
right.
If you go to a nudist resort, this is probably what you'll see.
Okay. Yeah.
They're mostly over 45.
All right.
Have college degrees. Live in the suburbs or rural areas, so anywhere. Have traditional jobs like education and government.
Wow, so now nuded, naked people, government jobs.
They like traveling, cooking, and tennis. Nudist tennis sounds wrong. Not as wrong as nudist trampoline, but nudist tennis sounds terrible. So that's the average nudist out there, Tony.
I disagree with
you.
What do you think? Well, I mean, they may have had a couple, but maybe he's in his mid-40s, unsuccessful in traditional relationships.
Uh-huh.
He drives an SUV, possibly a crossover. He loves one person, but seeks above-average freedom.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't like clothing or the way Tide Pods require two pods to do laundry. With Febreze in them, maybe break his skin out, and he doesn't like the way that his skin...
Are you talking about you, Tony?
I said the average nudist, Jason.
Here's a story of robot vacuum cleaner versus shih tzus.
Guess who won?
This happened in Baldwin, Missouri. Mm. Police got called last week. They had to help free a dog from one of those robot vacuum cleaners. The Roombas.
To go around vacuuming by itself.
Officers arrived and they found a robot vacuum had sucked up the tail of an unsuspecting Shih Tzu.
Oh,
you always got to watch out for an unsuspecting Shih Tzu. Sometimes you just never know when they're going to come around.
Yeah,
you just,
boy.
Just be walking down the hall. Oh, my gosh. That's an unexpected Shih Tzu there.
And it got sucked up, by vacuum cleaner, huh?
Yeah, boy. And what's worse, now that Roomba's got a taste for blood, so it's all over now. We went 1 minute inside a woman's brain.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
I can't believe my sister invited someone vegan and someone gluten-free to Thanksgiving. What was she thinking? They better be bringing their own food because there is no way I'm eating soy turkey and stuffing made out of cardboard. What's with people? Everyone's allergic to something. I think it's just to get attention. If someone tells you they're gluten-free, they want you to ask why they're gluten-free so they can tell you all about their stomach issues and how they're never bloated or tired anymore and how their glutenless lives are so perfect now. And vegans don't even get me started. Well, I am not going to stop eating meat or gluten just because everyone else is doing it. I love eating bread and animals. Oh, I better stop for coffee. I hope they have almond milk, because since I stopped dairy and soy, I've been feeling so much better.
And that was another episode of 1 minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Tony had today's word of the day.
I'm known as Wordy McWordface.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Cyclopa wiener corn. A cyclopa wiener corn is what you call a one-eyed dachshund with a horn growing between its eyes. A cyclopa wiener corn.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
His heart got shattered. We all saw it break as we had to explain that wrestling was fake.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's real good. Yeah, is this sanitary? Probably not, but it's really cool. There's a bunch of random New Yorkers. They boarded an L train to Brooklyn, and someone had set up a long table with a full Thanksgiving dinner for them.
Aww.
They served everything you'd expect: turkey, mashed potatoes, vegetables, mac and cheese, cornbread, the whole bit.
Uh-huh.
Anyone who wanted to eat was allowed to, but they all stopped to say grace first. That was part of it. Apparently, there were a few MTA workers on the train who could have shut the whole thing down, but they didn't.
They kept it going.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of videos of people filling up plates. Turns out an up-and-coming stand-up comedian named Jodell Lewis was behind it. He told the New York Post he was riding the L train a while back and noticed how stressed everyone was because of construction that's been slowing things up. He says it took several months of planning to pull it off, and he hopes it brightened a few people's day.
It sure brightened mine.
Plus, he wanted to show out-of-towners that, quote, New York has a heart. That's really cool. Man, that's really neat, man.
Love will find a way, won't it?
Yeah, to Jodell Lewis, you are real good. Okay, well, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.